South Sudan's holdout group, the National Salvation Front, or NAS, refused to sign the 2018 peace agreement. The leader of NAS, General Thomas Cirilo Swaka, said the ongoing constitution-making process and preparations for the 2023 elections would prolong the status quo and add another driver of conflict in the country. General Swaka refused to accept any peace agreement that, in his words, undermines the people's fundamental human rights, subjects the people to discrimination based on ethnic supremacy, and shatters the social fabric of the society. Speaking to young people on a Twitter space held in late June, Rajab Mohandis, executive director of the Organization for Responsive Governance and a member of the Outlawed People's Coalition for Change, says Swaka's predictions might come true.
I think it is incumbent upon those who are signatory to the agreement to prove Thomas and the holdout groups wrong. And they could prove them wrong by implementing the agreement. For example, these guys say, the agreement says, cease hostilities, protect civilians, improve on the humanitarian conditions. What is wrong with doing some of these things?
South Sudan's Minister of Information and the government spokesperson, Michael Makwe, told a panel during a special edition of VOA's Straight Talk Africa program in Juba that the partners in the 2018 peace agreement have made what he called significant progress.
Chapter 2 is the most expensive. It has so many requirements and so many proceedings to be conducted. However, despite all these difficulties, well, of course, one of them is the finances. We don't have the necessary required resources for funding this process.
But Lam Akol, leader of the National Democratic Movement, says the Artigunu is using delaying tactics to stay in power. Akol says South Sudan cannot conduct elections when people's rights are being violated.
All the freedoms, whether for the parties or for the journalists or for the individuals, the freedom of movement, people must be free to move around the country. The security should be enabling rather than obstructing. And that's why we insist that there must be a new security apparatus in the country that is loyal to the country, not loyal to individuals or political groups.
South Sudan's Minister for Peace Building, Stephen Parkwall, told panelists at a special edition of VOA's Straight Talk Africa program that his group, the SPLA-IO, loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar, is not afraid of participating in elections. He says the partners of the 2018 peace deal have worked towards implementing some chapters of the agreement.
We have maintained this permanent ceasefire because transitional security arrangement is not only the graduation of forces. It was contonment of forces, assembling of forces, barracking of forces, unifying the forces, training them together. We have accomplished this in our training centers. We are left only with the graduation of forces.
Wani Michael, former executive director of the OK Africa Foundation, who fled to exile last year and moderated the Twitter space discussion in late June, says there is no freedom of speech in South Sudan.
There's no freedom of the media. The media has been censored. Even with the agreement, which is supposed to open up civil and political space, some of the civil society activists had to leave the country because they've been hunted for. So if you're talking about elections, the environment ought to be conducive. The media ought to be independent. Nobody needs to be detained. We saw there's increased harassment and detention of journalists.
Akol says it's inevitable that the Artigunu will continue to face challenges in implementing the 2018 peace agreement by the end of the transitional period.
The conversation that will take place regarding what to do after the expiry of the peace agreement and the transitional government of national unity on the 22nd of February 2023 should include all the opposition groups, because if their apprehension was about that agreement, yes, that thing is gone. The agreement has not been implemented. Yes, the prediction became right. But now we are trying to see the way forward.
Makwe says disgruntled politicians and activists do not know what they are saying.
The activists are very agitated. They are people who are not ready to listen and argue our issues. So please, if you are asking me because of the activist opinion, this is not time for activism. My advice to the activists is to listen and do the right thing. Say the right thing, not to negatively agitate for no reason.
Lam Akol and Rajab Mohandis have warned that the recent fighting between the South Sudan People's Defense Forces and civilians in Tonch could lead to what they called uprising and a coup. Because in their words, soldiers may become more disgruntled for not getting paid on time. The U.S. government suspended its support for the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission 2 weeks ago. The U.S. Department of State issued a statement saying the signatories of the 2018 peace deal have done little to implement the peace agreement. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington.